Hallelujah.
And the scripture says, and when evening had come, they brought to him all that were sick and possessed of evil spirits. And he healed them all.
Amen.
We're in God's presence this morning with his healing power. Holy Spirit, direct us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Whosoever will, let him come.
What I sense in my heart, number one, is we need to come against a spirit of death in this place. That we take authority over a spirit of death that has come in and attacked the brethren in this place. Because it has no business in here. It has no right to legally claim the life of a beloved. They don't. It doesn't. Premature death is a spirit, and we have been given all authority over Satan and all of his wicked works. And so, if we can, let's stand up. And let's just renounce that spirit of death together. Yes, yes. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we renounce a spirit of death that has entered into this place. We renounce you.
We
take all authority over you.
You have no legal right.
According to the redemptive work of Jesus.
In our bodies.
We renounce a spirit of premature death. We say, get out in Jesus' name.
Get out in Jesus' name.
We receive the spirit of life.
We receive the spirit of life.
To flow into our very beings.
To flow into our very beings.
We will live.
We will live.
We will not die prematurely.
We will not die prematurely.
And we will fulfill.
And we will fulfill.
Our destinies.
Our destinies.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Now, I feel led like we should go lay hands on Victoria and anoint her with oil.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on, pastors. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to your name, Father.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In Jesus' name, we renounce the spirit of death over you. We release the spirit of life to flow in Jesus' name. We renounce this foul, wicked disease in Jesus' name. We command the lungs to be recreated. We command the heart and everything attached to it to be recreated and to function perfectly normal in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Breath come in the name of Jesus. We just release that a fresh breath, the fresh breath of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name to flow into your very being in Jesus' name. You will live. You will live. You choose to live. You choose to live. You choose life. You have a word for her. You choose to live. You choose life in Jesus' name. You choose life in Jesus' name. Choose it. Say, I choose it.
I choose it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I will live.
I will live.
I will not.
I will not.
Die.
Die.
I will fulfill.
I will fulfill.
My destiny.
My destiny.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And we do this because we believe in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. He took upon all of this on his own body, Victoria, so that you could be totally and completely free and delivered. A new set of lungs. You know the story of our son. You know my book. You know the teachings. You've been in the group. And you know that we raised Marcos from the dead. His heart and lungs didn't just stop. They burst, and the lungs started coming up out of his nose with his blood and all of that. But we have a new set of lungs. We have a new heart. We have new kidneys. We even have a new brain. They were all dead. God is not a respecter of persons. He loves you. And He has healed you. He has. And we put our trust in the report of the Word of God, that by His stripes you are healed. Our trust, our faith is not in the doctor's reports, because they are limited to human reasoning and understanding. But our God is not limited to anything. Amen. He created you to begin with, and He can recreate whatever needs to be recreated in Jesus' name. So we say, breath come, oxygen come, come freely into this body. Circulation, total, complete healing and restoration in this body in Jesus' name. What the enemy has stolen, He gives back, and He pays back seven times. Interesting, seven times when Jesus shed His blood. Seven times. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. You have a word.
The Lord says, that which I began to do in your life, the Lord said, I shall fulfill. The Lord says, even though it's been like every time you rose up and took a step, the enemy was there to meet you, to knock you back down, and you had to battle through depressive stages over and over and over again. But the Lord said, He's turning things around on your behalf. And the Lord says that depressive spirit is going to be lifted up off of you, and the joy of the Lord is going to begin to enter into you in new phases. Wave after wave after wave of His joy shall come, and you shall begin to see yourself go from strength to strength. The Lord said, I'm going to change your mindset. But the Lord says, you've had even had in your mind, I've done something wrong, I must have missed it. But the Lord says, no, daughter, the enemy has come in like a flood, but I have raised up the standard on your behalf, and you shall see, said God, that which I began, that good work, I shall fulfill it and bring it to pass. And the Lord said, you get ready, because you'll be one who runs through the troop and leaps over the wall. The Lord said, you're coming into a place of where the blessings of the Lord will overtake you, and there'll be nothing lacking in your life, says the Lord. So get ready, said God, because first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to give you the new mindset. The Lord said, you'll see yourself even as I begin to see you, and you'll begin to rise up to that position. And as you do, the Lord says, you're going to begin to take giant steps in the process of healing and strength. The Lord says, you will be a living testimony of my goodness and my grace being demonstrated in a person's life. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Victoria, I saw a picture of you over the next 3 months. It's almost as if your whole body is being transformed. It's like I seen you with half of the weight that you're carrying right now. And I seen even fluid coming off of your body and strength coming up within you. I mean, it's almost as if if God is going to allow even your story to even hit the newspapers of His glory and of His goodness. It's going to be so miraculous that the doctors are going to be confounded at what your daddy God has done for you. I'm telling you, over the next 3 months, you're going to see yourself coming off medications little by little. You're going to see the weight coming off. It's like where fluid has tried to stay on your body, it's not going to be able to no more from this day forward. Mm-hmm. No more. You hear me? No more. Amen.
Recreation.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Recreation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can I direct you on someone?
Yes.
Shirley, do you mind if we come back there? Kenny, do you mind if we come back there and pray for you? It's okay.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
What are we dealing with?
Is that all right?
Why, yeah.
Sure. Here you go.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's plenty of.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Right now, we just renounce the spirit of death in Jesus' name. We renounce premature death in Jesus' name. We renounce hopelessness in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we release the power of the blood of Jesus into your body in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, it's gone, it's dealt with, it's done with in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, every spot, every growth, it's done with, it's dealt with, it's finished, and it's healed. It's recreated in Jesus' name. The cells are recreated in Jesus' name. The tissues are recreated in the name of Jesus. The blood is washed, it's made clean, it's made whole in Jesus' name. You will live, and that's a decision, it's a choice, and that's what I have in my heart. It's what I sense in my heart over you. It's a choice, it's a decision. Do you decide? Is that your desire? Is it your desire? Do you will to live? In Jesus' name, say, I will to live. I choose to live. So I will live. I will not die. I will fulfill my destiny in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It's just like the blood of Jesus is just pouring into your body in Jesus' name. And it's just flowing through every part of your body. It's healing every cell and every tissue in Jesus' name. It's just flowing and it's just running freely. It's running freely into your body, inside of your body. And it's cleaning up what's on the inside. Every cell and every tissue. Everything that has been attacked, everything that has been diseased, everything that has been weakened and affected in Jesus' name. And the healing comes from the inside to the outside in Jesus' name, because it's more important that what's on the inside is healed and it's just manifesting to the outside in Jesus' name. The total manifestation, it has already begun. It's begun and it's already happening. Can you receive that?
Yes.
Do you want to receive that? In Jesus' name, we say be healed and be set free and be made whole. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, not one evidence will be left of this wretched thing. In Jesus' name, not a one. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' name, you will live and you will not die and you will fulfill your destiny completely. In Jesus' name. And you have limited God in many areas of your life. But not anymore. From this day forward, you take those limits off. And you dare to believe Him. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You need to minister
Hallelujah.
To your husband.
Hey, Danny. Come here, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I had to walk away from you earlier so I couldn't hear everything you were sharing. Glory to God. But I heard the Lord say, Naba. Naba, the Naba flow that God wants to release in your life. And the Lord said it began years ago. And the Lord said just because of circumstances and situations, you just found that thing just being cut off. And it's like you've gone through the dry spell. And the Lord said there are things going on around about you that He's going to begin to release that Naba flow again. And you're not going to speak about it, but you're going to speak into it. And when you speak into it, things are going to begin to shift and change. And even that which has attacked your own personal body, the Lord said there's life. You're going to begin to be sprung up and out of that flow. You're going to see yourself saying things that you hadn't even thought about saying. And at first you're going to even begin to argue with yourself because the words that are coming out of your mouth will be so great that you think that it could not be God. But God's saying, I'm releasing a word out of you that will bring a total transformation of your body. And even where organs and things that try to shut down and things that not try to work the way they're supposed to, God said there's life coming into that and you're going to begin to see the release of that life. And the Lord said, you'll not only begin to see it, but you'll speak about it to others. And the Lord said, even as I begin to stir that up within you, you're going to begin to see life begin to flow out of you in such a way that it's going to affect everybody around about you. And the Lord said, when the enemies come in and try to cut things off, and the enemies come in and try to turn things upside down, the Lord said,
says you're going to put them right back into place, because the word of the Lord is going to begin to flow out of you with new boldness and new strength and a new determination. And that which the enemy meant to destroy, you're going to begin to see now it just launched you forth, says the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sababakata. Hallelujah.
We're going to minister to you right now.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I have enough oil on my hand, but I have your wife here.
Hallelujah.
Laverne.
Glory to God. Glory
Laverne.
To God. Hallelujah.
Just join hands. Right now, in Jesus' name, we just renounce this attack upon this couple in Jesus' name. We renounce the attacks of the enemy in Jesus' name. The attacks it's been massive attacks, massive warfare, massive weapons of destruction against you, man of God, and against you, woman of God. But it's no more. We cut it off. We cut it off. We cut it off at its very root and its very seed in Jesus' name. Its very root and its very seed in Jesus' name. The body parts, the inward body parts, are being recreated in Jesus' name. Lesions are being healed and sewn shut in Jesus' name. Walls that are breaking down in Jesus' name, they're being strengthened and made whole in this body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the pain and weaknesses and all the symptoms are leaving this body in Jesus' name. And they are not going to return in Jesus' name. They will not return in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The last time I was here, as I was leaving, a spirit of death jumped on me from this place. It literally jumped on me, and I had my hostess take me home, because I had to go home and I had to pray in the spirit. I had to pray it off of me. I had to command the thing off of me. But it's like this python spirit, and it's just wrapping tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter around you. And it's like, no, we cut the head off of the python in Jesus' name. We cut it off in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, every curse and assignment that has been sent against you, that has been spoken against you, whether spirit or human being, we renounce those words, amen, those reports, those negative, wicked reports that come from the pit of hell, because that is not the will of God. That is not the will of God. That is not the will of God. And so we speak the word of God into you, that by His stripes you are healed in Jesus' name. You are healed in Jesus' name. You are healed in Jesus' name. You are healed and delivered in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those secret things that you don't even tell people. We renounce those things in the mighty name of Jesus. And we release that mighty miracle working power into your very being in Jesus' name. And it's going to be a creative, reconstructive miracle in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing is impossible for our God. Nothing is impossible for our God. And you are the head of this place. You are the couple the Lord has put in this position to disciple and teach and send forth the people. And the enemy has tried to strangle the two of you. He has tried to snuff you out, but he can't do it anymore. He can't do it anymore. There's no more open door in the name of Jesus. It's closed. It's done. It's nailed shut, because it was nailed to the cross. It's nailed shut. And we just activate that right now in our lives, in the lives, in your very bodies, in your ministry, in your marriage, in your families, in Jesus' name. for one generation to the next until the Lord returns in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Creative miracles are going to flow from this couple in Jesus' name. The creative miracles are going to flow. People are going to start coming into this place. They're going to start coming. Believe it or not, they're going to start coming in this place, into this place. And it doesn't matter who it is that walks in the door. You receive them with all gladness, but you minister the truth in love, and you set the captives free in Jesus' name. You release Jesus into them. You release the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, into them. And these hands, they're healing hands. And more than that, your voices, the healing comes through your voices. It comes through your voices. It comes through your song in Jesus' name. It comes through your song in Jesus' name. It comes through your message in Jesus' name. It comes through your voices in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, because the time is short. The time is short. The mission needs to press in like it's never pressed in before in Jesus' name. And you need to pick up the pace. Everyone in this place needs to pick up the pace because we are coming to the end of the race and there isn't time to waste. And you need to release people in this place to go forth in Jesus' name. Go forth. Take it out of the four walls, but you know people will still come in here. They will come, but the time and the season is changing. It's changing and it's changing rapidly, very, very rapidly. It's changing. And so you're going to be looking and thinking, well, we were doing this, and God is saying, no, it's changing. You have to change. Yeah. You have to pick up the pace. Mm-hmm. You must pick up the pace because the race, we are ready to cross the finish line. We are that close. We are that close. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Who has the oil? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rub them together. Let me see your hand. Jesus. Rub them together. In Jesus' name. I just release the impartation of divine healing into these couple's hands in the name of Jesus. The miraculous like they've never seen and witnessed before. In Jesus' name is going to come forth in Jesus' name. Mm. And I see a hand in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory. Glory to you, Father. Glory to you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There are ministry couples coming your way. Ministry couples that are so wounded and have been so beat down, and they're going to come to you, and you're going to have to start doing something for them, something different for them, to bring inner healing to them, to restore them to the faith in the redemptive work of Christ, because they've lost their hope, because they've been that beaten down and they've basically have given up. Many of them are still standing in the pulpit, but they've given up and they're ready to leave it. He's bringing them your way. It's restoration, and whatever they share with you is in complete confidence. Mm-hmm. You can't even tell secretaries or elders, nobody. It is between them, you, and God only. Because they have no place to go. No place. And with you, I see ministers' wives. They are so beaten. Women in ministry are so beaten down. And they are being worn down. That's the plan of the enemy. Wear her down so that she can't stand with him and can't fight for him. It's a plan of the enemy. And so they're coming to you. But couples are coming to you both. But pastors, wives, missionaries, all of them, the women are coming because they have no place, no one to go to, no one to confide in, nothing.
Thank you, Lord God, for your grace.
It's a new thing. Mm-hmm. There's something new. It's being stirred in your hearts. Maybe you've already thought of it. But it's brand new. It's a new impartation of the existing ministry. But it's because of the times that we're living in. We can't do what we've been doing and think it's enough, because it's not. God will reveal it to you, and he will give you the plan, but it's coming already. And I believe they're going to just start coming in your door. You will see it, and it's already happening. And I believe there's people in here already that have no place to go to. They won't even open up to the fellow brethren in here because they're afraid. We need to minister to Linda and Glenn Seaton. Anoint them with oil. Come on. Anoint them with oil. Their hands. Just like you did yours. Put them together. Put them together. Come on. Come on. Pastor. Come on. Come on. This is what I see going on. I came to your house for the first time yesterday. I've met you a couple of times. I've heard a little bit of your story and how you were united by God and how you were rescued out of a very difficult situation, Linda. And the present situation going on in your household. The enemy's just trying to wear you down. But you turn around and you wear the devil out. You wear him out by speaking the word. By acting it out. But you constantly speak the word. It just wears him out. It wears him out totally and completely. Your daughter needs deliverance. She needs deliverance. So does her husband. They need deliverance. Those children need you even more. Those grandchildren need you. You've done the right thing by taking them into your home. It is a ministry that will, nothing else will minister to them like what you're doing to them now, for them now. In Jesus' name. We just release the anointing of the Holy Spirit into this couple in Jesus' name. Strength, strength, physical strength for what's for the assignment that they've been given and that they've received. We just release it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. An anointing that they have never experienced in their lives. In Jesus' name, we declare this family made whole, healed, and every member of this family brought back to Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, they will not lose a one of them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, not a one will be lost. In Jesus' name. A time of restoration for this family. Restoration. It's a time of restoration. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. What's your daughter's name? Kelly. In Jesus' name. We speak to the demonic spirits within her in Jesus' name. And we command you to come out of her in the name of Jesus. And you will not pass into those children in Jesus' name. You will not. And the demonic spirits in what's his name? Oh, yeah, that's right. John Glenn, right? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We speak to those demonic spirits and say, come out of them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we declare that this family, this marriage, their children are reunited in Jesus' name. They're totally, completely delivered and healed and set free in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, that the anointing to break through, to break down this wall of the enemy in Jesus' name, the violent spirit, the anger that's in those children in Jesus' name, that they are free and healed in Jesus' name. They're delivered in Jesus' mighty, mighty name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And Glenn, you are the priest of that household, of both households. You are the priest, and you will be the example for John Glenn. You are his example. You are his example. And you are the example for your daughter, how to overcome and to win this battle. You are, you two are the head in there, over them all. And you are like the parents to the grandchildren. Even though your grandchildren, even though your parents are there, you're the parents. Because the other two are stuck in the past, like little children, stuck in grown-up bodies. It is a major work, and it's major warfare. But you pray in the Spirit. You confess the word. You write up a declaration that the two of you say together every day. You take communion together and you declare the wonders of the Lord in your family. You take and you anoint. Your grown children don't have to know. You take and anoint those grandchildren. You anoint them. You anoint them and you plead the blood of Jesus over them. And you boldly teach them Jesus, because you are the parents right now. You are the parents. But that will change. But right now, that's your position.
I just heard the Lord say that I'm making you both a bridge builder and a peacemaker. Mm-hmm. Not only are you going to build bridges with others and bring peace in others' lives, but you're going to begin to build bridges among yourselves and bring the peace among yourself. Mm-hmm. But the enemy's really come in and really try to make things work hard against you, try to drive a wedge. But the Lord said he's removing the wedge, and you're going to begin to see things begin to solidify and a new strength come into your life. lives. And as it does, you're going to begin to say some things and begin to make decisions that are just going to be in agreement. And as it begins to happen, things are going to line up and you're going to begin to see change begin to take place instantly, for there's a power in that agreement that begins to be released in your life. So you get ready. And the Lord says, not only that, but he said, I'm going to deal with some excess baggage that you brought in to this relationship, yes, from hurts and wounds of past. And the Lord said, I'm going to deal with that. I'm going to begin to pour the oil and the wine in, and you're going to see a release, and it's just going to make you feel so much lighter as you realize that things are just changed. You're just going to wake up and see that they've been changed as the hand of the Lord begins to move and pluck up and pluck out things that have just caused you problems and concerns it's almost like you couldn't move forward because of the past. The Lord said, he's releasing you from the past, and you're going to begin to see a new day spring forth upon you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I always have a word. Scott, the Lord said he did a work in you, and he put a tenacity in you and a boldness in you. And he did something that's caused you a lot of problems and a lot of heartache. And what he did was he made you one that's a point man and a pioneer. And he brought you forth and he showed you things that others hadn't seen yet. And as he did, you had that bulldog tenacity and you got it. And you had the habit of shaking it in everybody's face, and yet they weren't yet ready to receive it. And so it just kind of worked against you, and you kind of pulled back. And the Lord says, don't pull back, son, because there's much yet to be discovered. There's much yet to see. And yes, said God, press into that sonship. And as you press into that, you'll begin to move and minister from that place of rest. And it's going to change the way people see you, and it's going to change even your own family situation, where a new strength and a new determination begin to come in there. And the Lord said, I'm going to awaken that gifting and calling within your life that's just kind of almost been dormant. The Lord said, I'm going to awaken it, and I'm going to begin to press on you again. The Lord said, a fresh wind of my spirit is going to breathe on you, and it's going to make you stand up taller than what you've ever stood before. The Lord said, it's going to change your perception of yourself. For you've let the enemy, and you've let those that did not receive what you had become, just work on you and tear you down. But the Lord said, those days are over. Rise up, son, because it's a new day. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You come. Mm-hmm. Jesus' name. I know you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So right now, I just baptize you with the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe you are my Lord and Savior. Father, I'm a believer. I have Jesus. Now I desire the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Holy Spirit, I give you free reign in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to open up your mouth as if you're going to start talking. This is what my heavenly language sounds like. Yours are going to be different, okay? Amen? So, okay. Start speaking it out so I can hear you. You can repeat what I'm saying. Shikita la rikiya. Satu la rabatiya. Uta la denikiya. Utina mama la denikiya. Shikititi la rikiya. Ususukutu tukuya. Apate tekiya. Keep going. Shikititikitia. Sasa sikia. Shikititikia. You have it. You already have it in Jesus' name. It's there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep going. Keep going.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen. It's that easy.
Okay.
You already have it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Use your heavenly language. Sometimes you got to shut down your head.
Mm-hmm. I'm very good at that.
You are.
Yes, you are.
You are. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah.
A mighty presence. With a mighty weapon.
Well, what God's got for us.